Hi again, David here. Welcome back to week two of ASIC's Movement for Mind, session two. Gray is back today to give you some new ways to work on that breathing. Now, don't worry if some of what you're learning feels a little strange. All you need to do is give it a try. And remember, you're in control of your pace. Your gear one won't be exactly the same as anyone else's. Like everything about you, your pace is unique. Same as last time, get ready, head outside. It's another 30-minute session. And if you need to pause me while you find a place to start, you can do that now. Okay, good to go. I'll hand you straight over to Gray this session, who'll guide you through the warm-up. I'll see you again at the end.
Thanks, David. Hello and welcome, and thank you too for your time again today. I'm excited to be sharing some more breath work with you to help you perhaps build a little bit more confidence and control in your movement. And also we'll have a little bit of fun along the way too. As David said, I'll be giving you the warm up today. So let's start by taking a moment just standing with our feet about hip width apart. And scanning from the crown of your head. So scanning down the body, starting at the top of your head, working down, letting your face muscles relax, throat, relax the neck and shoulders, scanning down the body, softening the chest and the belly. Relaxing your lower back, moving down through the pelvis and the legs to your feet, connecting to the ground through your feet. And then just focus again at the crown of your head and imagine a string just gently lifting you tall and proud. So we're connecting to the ground through our feet and connecting to the sky from the crown of your head. Excellent. Okay, now let's give the body a good shake. So start by shaking out your legs, your ankles, and then coming up, shaking your wrists. Shake the shoulders. Pay particular attention to letting go of the shoulders and the upper back. This is where we tend to hold a lot of tension. Keep shaking, just shake into any areas of the body where you might feel tightness or tension. Just use this as a release and let go. Loosening the joints, relaxing your muscles. Okay, keep shaking, give it a good shake, shake, move around a little bit more, and we'll go for another 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then relax. Nice. And just come back to standing tall and proud. And you should feel quite energized now. Feel that tingling sensation through your body. Standing tall, connecting to the sky. And grounded to the earth. Finding your balance. Okay, let's loosen up the shoulders and the rib cage a little bit more just by making a few big circles with your arms. So raising your arms out to the side, and as we do so, breathing in and then bringing them back down, breathing out. Big circles with your arms, stretching out and reaching out, breathing in. Keep going. And out. And let's just do a couple more in your own time, breathing in. And out. Just one more. Good. And then back to your comfortable standing position. And just bring your hands together so you're resting one on top of the other, and then just place them below your belly button. So just below your lower abdomen, over your core area. And just take a moment now to be aware of the breath here at this point. As you breathe in, you may notice your belly rises a little bit. And then as you breathe out, it moves back towards the spine. Follow a couple of breaths. Just noticing. Just feeling this. So I don't want you to try and breathe in a particular way. This area here is a great place to anchor your breath, and we'll come back to this area today at certain points as we tune in with our breathing. So just follow a couple more breaths here into your center. Right, let's challenge our balance a little bit now with some slow walking lunges. And this is just taking a bigger stride forwards whilst we make sure that we keep our balance and don't overreach. Let me guide you. Start by balancing on your right leg. So feel grounded through that whole side of the body. Now just bend your elbows and using your arms also take a big stride forwards with the left leg. Land on the left foot, allowing that right knee to bend a little. Then shift your weight forwards onto your left leg and then stand tall through that left leg. And then balance through that whole left side of the body. Stepping through with a right. Shift your weight forwards onto that right leg and come back up to standing tall. Good. Take a little moment here and just let the breath settle. The key to this exercise is not to lose control of your balance. And you know what else I'm going to say? Not to lose control of your breath. Okay, now let's do this in your own time. I'll just give you a moment or two, just do a few of these walking lunges, but really making sure you stay balanced and in control. Excellent. And then just finish off, and when you come back up to a comfortable stand, give yourself another little bit of a shake. And when you're ready, let's start with a walk. And let your breath settle. Settle yourself into that nice rhythmical movement. And today we're going to continue exploring changing gears, but with the emphasis, of course, on controlled breathing. As you're walking, feel tall and proud and lifted and lengthened through the crown to the sky and connected with every step that you take to the ground. Excellent. Now bring your attention to the breath. And this time we'll focus on the core area where we anchored our breath in our standing posture. And just notice the breath here at this point. So we're not forcing or trying to breathe in any particular way. Great. We're just bringing awareness to the breath. Feeling that breath light and easy and deep, but without force. Without effort. Next, we're going to prepare ourselves for moving through the gears, for increasing our effort and our pace. And what I'm going to ask you to do in a moment is just to add some short pauses in the breath just for a few steps. So keep walking now, keep it nice and easy, and I'll talk you through it. Let's start by bringing our attention to the air just flowing naturally in and out through the nose. So perhaps you notice that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, slightly warmer leaving. Again, we're just noticing, just following the breath. Tuning into that very clear physical sensation. Now bring your awareness to the bottom of the exhale. So after a normal breath in, a normal breath out, see if you can notice at the bottom of the exhale you have a natural rest or pause. And just tune into this pause again for a moment with each breath that you take. Good. And we're going to explore now extending that natural pause at the bottom of your exhale. Again, let me guide you through it. Keep walking. Again, it's a normal breath in, normal breath out. And when you get to the bottom of the exhale, this time just extend that pause for 5 walking steps. So in your own time. And then when you've done that, just keep walking. Allowing your breath to recover and settle back to normal. All of this in and out through the nose at your easy walking pace. Okay, let's go again. So in your own time, after a normal breath in, a normal breath out, just extend that pause, pause the breath for a little bit longer, and at the end of that exhale, 5 steps. Well, when you've done that again, just let the breath settle. You may feel you want to take a slightly fuller breath at the end of that pause, and that's absolutely fine. Just enjoy that next breath bringing renewed energy into the body. Good, let's do that one more time. After a normal breath in, normal breath out, pause for 5 steps, let the breath settle again. Brilliant. Nice work. Now we're going to take this from the walk into that slow jog gear 1. So let's go. Feel that smooth transition from walk to gear 1 slow jog and settle into that comfortable rhythm, keeping those nice, light, quick steps. Breathing easy. Allowing the breath to be natural without force. Bringing your attention to that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, slightly warmer leaving. And I'm just going to give you a moment to really enjoy this slow gear 1 jog. Easy, smooth movement and easy, smooth breathing. Excellent. Now let's bring your awareness back to the point we were focusing on in our standing posture just below the belly button. Have that idea of anchoring your breath in this center, in the core, allowing your breath to flow naturally in and out of the body, in and out through the nose if that's comfortable for you. If not, it's not a problem. For the moment, just keep that focus on breathing light, soft, smooth, and effortlessly. Now in this slow gear one jog, if you feel comfortable to do so, we'll just include some of those short pauses after the exhale for those five quick light steps. Doing this has a similar effect to increasing the intensity of an exercise, but without overloading the body. It's also a really good way to focus the mind, concentrate the energy, be more mindful, and be present. So if we're ready, let's go. Normal breath in, normal breath out, and just pause for those five quick steps in your own time. When you've done that, keeping your slow jog, gear one, just let the breath settle, breathing easy and breathing rhythmically. And then let's go again. So when you're ready, in your own time, after a normal breath in, normal breath out, pause for five, and then breathe easy. Let the breath settle back into that smooth, rhythmical breathing. And one more time, slow gear one, normal breath in, normal breath out, extend the pause for five steps, and then let the breath naturally flow back into the body, let it settle, keeping in your slow gear one jog. Think easy movement, easy breathing. Excellent. And now we're prepared for moving through changing up the gears. So we'll go from gear one to gear two. Remember that gear two is just a slight increase in tempo. It's still an easy jog, so keep it easy and relaxed. And also remember, at no point do we want to be struggling with our breath. We certainly don't want to be puffing and panting like a steam train. Okay, so let's get going into that gear. Start by anchoring your breath at your center, and then just gradually increase your pace a little into that gear two easy jog. Good. Keep the breath anchored in this easy jog. Breathing easy. Remember, if we're breathing hard and heavy, then we're just wasting energy. Good work. Settle into that rhythm, the smooth, fluid movement. Okay, I guess this is looking and feeling really good. So let's now shift up a gear into gear three. So with just a little more effort and a little bit more power, we're running. We're running comfortably, breathing comfortably. And let's aim to keep it in and out through the nose. Relax into the rhythm and the flow of the movement. Great work. And when we're working in these higher gears, you can occasionally take a couple of fuller, deep breaths in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Almost as if you were blowing out a candle. So if it feels comfortable for you, let's just do that now. So it's a fuller breath in through the nose, expanding the rib cage, pause for a little beat at the top, and then release and let go like blowing out a candle. Let's go one more time. Full breath in. Expand, take a beat, And release and let go. And now just settle back, ideally, into breathing in and out through the nose. I like to think of this as letting off steam. But make sure you just do a couple of these fuller breaths, as we don't want to end up over-breathing. It's a great way of letting the breath settle, calming the mind, and bringing your body back to balance. Okay, great work here in your gear three. And if it feels comfortable, let's shift up to gear four for our tempo run. Remember to relax into picking up the pace a little bit more. Focus on that anchor point deep in your core. Relax now into your gear four tempo run. Feeling that little bit more drive and energy. Feeling that little bit more power. Have that sense of being energized and uplifted and present. Enjoy the run. And smile as well. It's allowed and it's a great way to keep a sense of relax. It may be a little bit more challenging to breathe in and out through the nose, but if you can keep it comfortable, then enjoy the challenge. If it gets in the way, then just make sure that you keep control of the breath. Remember, we don't want to lose control of the breath, because if we lose control of the breath, we'll lose control of our movement. Excellent. Keeping it in our gear four tempo run just for a little while longer. Keeping tall through the spine. Feeling powerful, energized, present, strong. Quick light steps, smooth rhythmical movement, smooth rhythmical, powerful breathing. Excellent work. Okay, let's bring it back down now. Gradually slow it back down through the gears. Let's go back through gear three, gear two, down to gear one. Slowing the pace, but keeping those nice, light, quick steps. And now bring yourself back down to a walk. Here again, feel free to take those two fuller, deeper breaths in through the nose, letting off steam with that candle's breath out through the mouth. We're bringing our body back to balance. Calming the breath, calming the mind. Excellent. Keep walking and be really proud of what you've achieved today. And I hope that you've really enjoyed our little exploration together over these past couple of sessions. And that you've got some sense of movement and breath working together, connecting the mind and the body. And before I hand you back to David for your well-earned cool down, here's just a quick reminder of some of the points that we've covered together. So keep walking. Remember that puffing and panting wastes energy. So just breathe naturally in and out through the nose as much as possible if this is comfortable for you. When you're walking, running, and as much as possible in everyday life. As you move into the higher gears, use a couple of those bigger breaths to help blow off steam if you need to. A great place to focus on the breath is that physical sensation in the nose. Paying attention to that slightly cooler air coming in through the nose, bringing energy into the body, and noticing slightly warmer air leaving. Another great place to bring attention to the breath is deep in your core, in your center, where we've anchored our breath today. This is a really good place to focus just before you start to increase your power and pace, before you start to shift up through those gears. And also, when you're shifting through those gears, remember to relax into it and have that smooth flow of movement and smooth flow of breathing. Avoid overthinking things. Don't try too hard. Don't rush things. This is your individual journey, so don't judge yourself or compare yourself to others. And don't spend the whole of your session just focusing on the breath. Make sure you take time out to look around, enjoy what you're doing. And remember, if you're enjoying doing something, you're more likely to keep doing it. Excellent. So this is just about it for our time together. I certainly have enjoyed working with you, and I hope you've managed just a few aha moments during this time we've had together. I would really encourage you to keep up this practice, tuning in with your breath, noticing your breath from time to time during the day in different situations. Thank you so much again for your time and attention. Have a great rest of the day. And here's David to help you cool down.
Hi again. I really hope you enjoyed the session with Gray. And remember, you can read more about him and his work on the ASICS Movement for Mind website. Now, let's take a few minutes to cool down and stretch out those muscles. As always, find a safe spot, and you can pause me if you need to. We're going to practice the same cool down exercises as in the last session, so hopefully you'll remember how they went. Starting with shoulder rolls. Now, this will be a little bit like you did with Gray. So with your arms relaxed along your body, gently pull your shoulders up, back, and around in big circles, and take deep breaths, really just relaxed. We'll do 5 rolls in each direction, starting backwards, and up, back, down, forward, and that's 1. Big circles. 2, 3, 4, and 5. Change directions. Big, relaxed circles. 1, 2. Full, deep breaths. 3, 4, and 5. Great. So remember torso twists, hands right in front of your chest, palms facing down, elbows out. And here, twist your upper body side to side. So really see if you can isolate that upper body to get a nice and gentle twist. From side to side, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep going. 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Now we only have 1 exercise left. It's the hanging hamstring stretch. So stand with your feet wide apart, and from here, bend forward at the waist, and let your arms and upper body hang down. Just relax. Just see how you can relax as much as possible in your upper body, your arms, and take a few deep breaths while you're down there. You should feel the stretch in the back of your legs. And if you need to, you can always hold on to your elbows to get that little extra weight and stretch. And with each breath, try to relax a little bit deeper into the stretch. Good. From here, slowly roll back up vertebrae for vertebrae. And remember to breathe. That's good. Take your time. And come up standing. 2 deep breaths. And you're good. Each week of our program builds on the last. All we hope is that you can find something to take forward, not just into the next session, but into your life. Why not see if you can use some of Gray's techniques the next time you're out and moving? So, next week, I'll introduce you to our mindful movement expert, Rose Chi. Until then, have a great week.